Back in the day, as cell phone technology and use expanded, you might remember the cell towers started springing up all across the country. While being a useful and obvious necessity, many people objected to their presence for reasons ranging from environmental, even health concerns, to just how they look bad. These objections were heard, in most cases, addressed through a fair and transparent local government process. Are we seeing history repeating itself today as the number of data centers continues to grow nationwide? Are local residents who assume that these data centers are going to be established in large areas where the infrastructure can handle the load they create being caught by surprise when they learn that, in fact, one is going to be in their small town backyard, literally and figuratively? Well, such is the case in Andover Township, New Jersey, and yes, residents are objecting. Joining us to explain this situation is the attorney for one of the Andover Township residents, partner in the Kennedy's Law Firm, Anand Dash. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Chris, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And to learn more about the legal services of the Kennedy's Law Firm, kennedyslaw.com, we do have that link posted at our homepage as well. Background for our discussion, there are over, at this point in time, 4,000 data centers in the nation, and at last count, 84 already constructed in New Jersey, more on the way as we talk. I'll give some more examples of exactly what some of these pending data centers are going to be. But specifically with Andover Township, give a summary of what is happening, because it basically is involving zoning codes, and believe it or not, I believe is the land board meeting where the term data center was prohibited from being used by anyone speaking.
Yes, Chris, you're right. You're absolutely right. Chris, we've acknowledged, my client and I and the community have acknowledged that there is value and need for data centers, not only in New Jersey, but throughout the country to support the technology that requires them. The issue that the community has in Andover is not necessarily unique to Andover, but it's the idea that there is an appropriate process that requires a due process when a municipality such as Andover seeks to introduce a very controversial land use that impacts the economy, it impacts the environment, it impacts both the geographical and natural landscape. And the real objection, while it may first be with respect to data centers, Chris, really surrounds the process. Have the community members, the constituents of Andover Township, been given a fair process? And I'm disappointed to say that we are witnessing again yet another municipality in Sussex County that believes that they know better than their constituents and has effectively removed the idea of the consent of the governed by having a fait accompli, as I've called it, with respect to this data center application. The idea being, Chris, that before there is an actual vetting process for this data center in front of the land use board, the town council, the town committee in Andover has really allowed for this type of use, this data center use, without any variances, Chris. And without any variances under New Jersey land use law, an application really cannot be denied. Very limited circumstances. And that's the affront to the residents that I think is really unacceptable on a number of levels, Chris.
There are a couple of ordinances that are, I guess, the key focus here of how they've served as the tools for this to happen. Ordinance 2025-15, Ordinance 2026-08. Talk about what they are opening the door to.
Sure. Chris, in April of 2025, the Township Committee had a rewrite, a comprehensive rewrite of its master plan. In essence, in plain terms, a master plan is the blueprint of any township, any community. That blueprint is supposed to set the goals and objectives of the municipality as to the types of uses that the township wants to see. That master plan, comprehensive plan, was written in April of 2025. Ordinance 2025-15 shows up in August of 2025, 4 months later, introducing a data center use. Why that's egregious, Chris, is because when the township has just undergone the expensive process and the time-consuming process of a master plan rewrite, comprehensive rewrite, if data centers were to be contemplated as part of the goals and objectives of the township, it should have been made a part of that master plan. Yet, out of the blue, in August 7th, 2025, the town council in Andover introduces a data center. It's not part of the comprehensive planning of the town, clearly, because the word data center is not found anywhere in the master plan for Andover Township. And then you find a data center as part of Ordinance 2025-15 to be a permitted use. A permitted use is what the name suggests, a use that is allowed by right in the community. And had it been a more of a comprehensive planning, the controversial use of a data center would have had additional conditions surrounding it, conditions that would have abated the significant concerns nationwide related to electricity consumption and water consumption and noise consumption. If you look at Ordinance 2025, Chris, you'll find none of those conditions are present. In fact, there are no conditions attached to this very debatable data center use. So that leads a lawyer like myself, who has experience in this matter, in this type of, I hate to use the word, Chris, but I'll use it, in this type of land use type scheme, where you're basically allowing an ordinance to be tailored for a specific lot and block, in this case, 248 Stickles Pond Road. Okay, they're spot zoning a particular lot and block for a specific developer. How do we know that, Chris? Well, if that wasn't enough, fast forward to Ordinance 2026-08 that was introduced in March of this year, March of 2026. The developer had allegedly said to the town, look, town, we cannot get our height, the necessary height we need for this project for our data center to 65 feet because your zone only allows 50 feet. Please, Andover, would you increase the height for us to 65 feet? Mm-hmm. And the town obliged, Chris. That is the textbook definition of spot zoning, when you alleviate the burdens of zoning for a specific developer. Chris, that is not allowed under the municipal land use law in New Jersey.
Talking with attorney Adnan Das, partner with the Kennedy's Law Firm, kennedyslaw.com. He's also representing a resident of Andover Township, New Jersey, regarding a pending data center. And I fear this is not an issue exclusive to Andover Township. Now, you mentioned the address, 248 Stickles Pond Road. Paint a verbal picture of what that area is. Is it residential? Is it business? Is it empty land? What's the area look like?
Chris, that particular property is part of the redevelopment area of Andover Township. It is undeveloped land. It is, for those who are familiar with Sussex County, it's colloquially referred to as the Jump Airport. It was for many years an airport for aeronautics. It subsequently, many applications have come forward. One was the relatively known BHT application for the auction for junkyard and automobiles. That application failed for a number of reasons. There was a more recent application for a warehouse. So that particular parcel of land is perhaps suitable for some type of industrial development, Chris, but without the proper comprehensive planning and forethought, it is ripe for a controversial project like a data center to go in there. And so the real issue is that property may be suitable at some point in time. And I think their Andover residents are reasonable-minded people who understand the value of ratables to a town and why a town needs ratables to exist. The issue, again, however, is that you cannot make the exception to the rule the rule. In this case, Andover is seeking to make the exception to the rule, namely the variance, the rule for a specific lot and block and for a specific developer. That really is, as I said, a violation of fundamental fairness and due process in this specific case. And It really is. I take umbrage to that, Chris, because it's insulting to the intelligence of good-willed, honest, working Andover residents.
You mentioned ratables. Did I hear correctly that there was, I'll call it a sweetheart deal made for this company to bring in this data center where they are going to get a sizable tax break?
Yes, that's exactly right. You may have heard of the pilot, Chris, the payment in lieu of taxes. What we're hearing, although not 100% confirmed, and is that this particular lot and block has been perhaps given preliminary approval for a pilot, which is effectively a program where the developer makes an arrangement with the township to pay something less than the market rate taxes that they would otherwise have to pay over a long-term period. And the common knowledge on the pilot suggests that those payments often do not go toward the very critical need of the school system's budget. It is exclusively left for the municipality to use, and therefore it has a inverse effect by not helping to relieve the burden of the cost of the school system. And that only ultimately benefits the developer and narrow interests of the municipality.
Now, for you listening, you might be thinking, wherever you are in New Jersey, in Andover Township, or anywhere, as I said, there's over 4,000 data centers with many more to come. For justifiable reasons, I understand that, but as they say in real estate, location, location, location. By 2030, AI data centers are going to be consuming as much as 9% of U.S. electricity annually, that according to the Electric Power Research Institute in New Jersey. Back in June, electricity bills rose about 20% due in part to the increasing demand and a regional supply system in danger of losing the generating capacity needed to keep up. Mention that we have 84 data centers in New Jersey. A planned one in Vineland is, by estimates, going to wind up using about 350 megawatts of power. That's nearly double the electrical capacity of the entire city of Vineland. So I guess the question becomes, have there been studies done, environmental infrastructure capabilities done to determine and confirm that Andover Township can withstand what is going to be a very heavy load on its electrical infrastructure?
Chris, you're astute question, a very astute question, because that's exactly the point that I have made to the township attorney in Andover, that there has been no planning with respect to the energy consumption, the water consumption, the noise output of these projected data centers. And that really is, regrettably to say, reckless. Yes, the Vineland is a project that has been on everyone's radar, and it's a shame that we're not learning from those other townships and projects. This is a type of use that absolutely requires conditions being placed on it. It requires study. It requires experts to opine on the impact to a rural community like Andover. Chris, these roads and the environment, you have the you have a C1 stream running behind on that property. I believe it's the Pequest River is a C1 protected stream. There are many, many considerations as to why this needs to be approached with mature reflection and serious planning. Chris, none of that has been, to my knowledge and to my discovery, yet been employed by the township of Andover, and it is very disappointing to see that for the residents.
So what I've already seen where numerous organizations have been formed by people. And by the way, if you have a land use board meeting that has more than 100 people showing up, that alone should be a wake-up call for the people sitting behind the tables on the dais, that people are not exactly happy with what's going on here. So what are the immediate next steps in response here?
Chris, as I indicated to the land use board at the last meeting, I believe it was April 22nd, the lawyer's role as negotiator is just as important as the lawyer's role as litigator. I have given them, as we do in all cases, an opportunity to do the right thing by their constituents, by the people of Andover, by the people of Sussex County. And what I have asked him to do by May 7th is I've asked them respectfully to rescind Ordinance 2025-15 and 2026-08. Simple terms, non-legalese, remove those ordinances from the books of Andover Township so that a developer cannot file an application under that framework. Then take the time to have sufficient, reasonable, cool-headed discussions with the community as to whether or not this type of intensive use is appropriate from the committee. If they do not remove the ordinances by rescission, I have indicated that I will be taking legal action by way of an action in lieu of prerogative writs before the Sussex County Superior Court, demanding that this process they have followed is illegal, unlawful, spot zoning, and that there will be legal consequences. But I don't say that lightly, Chris. I want to give them an opportunity to do the right thing by their constituents and let not a mistake become an unforced error.
By the way, for you listening, the next Township Committee meeting for Andover Township is May 7th, as Mr. Dash said. So if you are a resident of not just Andover Township, but Sussex County, and this is an issue that is certainly going to have a wide-ranging impact all throughout the state and the nation, if you want to lend your voice to the effort of transparency, it's not to prohibit or block, it's just transparency. That's not a lot to ask for and not a lot to expect from anyone at any level of elected or chosen or selected leadership, but it seems to be a challenge in this specific case. But I always bet on the will and the voice of the people, and I think that is going to be the final say in whatever comes forth as this moves forward. And for you listening via the podcast and wherever you're listening, just be aware, because what is happening in Andover Township, New Jersey, just might be happening in your literal backyard. So when you hear meetings or see postings of meetings, which even that's becoming less and less transparent, as we've seen too many times, try to find out the reason why you're not having that access to information and try to demand it every way that you politely and professionally can, and be a difference voice in that aspect. And Adnan, it's challenging.
Thank you. I just will share. Thank you for your program, which is vital to informing your listeners across the county and the state who may be listening to your program, because we need folks like you and your services to educate people. That is the single greatest tool that the community can have. And I know I, my client, and the community are tremendously appreciative for the service that you are providing to the community.
Well, it is indeed a team effort, a team of voices that bring up volume, strength, and confidence, and you are certainly adding to that voice as well. It's something to watch out for and be aware of, and that's the call I leave in this segment. Mr. Adnan Dash, thank you so much for the work you're doing and
thank
the education you give as well. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated.